Hello?
Yeah, my name is Preston, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this call back?
This is me.
Okay.
My name is Mara Bob.
How can I help you, sir?
I want to file a new claim.
Oh, okay. And what's your social security number?
420-491818.
And what's your first and last name, sir?
My name is Jermori, J-E-R-M-O-R-I. My last name is Ball, B-A-L-L.
And what's your driver's license number?
It's 9692602.
Okay, and what's your mother's maiden name?
Tony Cruel.
How do you spell the last name?
C-R-O-W-E-L-L.
Okay, and what is your date of birth?
You said what's my date of birth?
Yes, sir.
December 18, 1998.
And what is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have any difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
Nah.
And you understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yep.
And you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes, sir.
And did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, sir.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, sir.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, sir.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
No, I ain't filed in that.
And did you receive notification that you have trade readjustment allowance certification?
Nope.
And hold on 1 second while I fill out some information, sir. You said your first name is spelled J-E-R-M-O-R-I?
Yeah, J-E-R-M-O-R-I.
Okay, and last name Ball, B-A-L-L?
Yep.
Has your name changed since you last filed?
Nope.
Has your name changed? Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
Nope.
Have you worked under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
Nope.
What's your phone number, sir?
205-561-7538.
You said 205-561-7538?
Yes, sir.
Second while I fill out some information. And is this an Alabama driver's license, sir?
Yes, sir.
So I need to ask you some demographic questions. What is your race?
African American.
Non-Hispanic?
Nope.
And what's your gender?
Male.
So what is the highest grade you completed in school?
Haku.
Sir, are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, sir.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, I ain't said no military.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
Nope, I ain't disabled.
So what is your residential address?
4029 MLK Road, Addisville, Alabama, 35442.
Okay. Is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Give me a second. I'm just filling in some information.
All right.
So you said 4029 MLK Road, Aliceville, Alabama, 35442?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And so what was your job title?
I was a team member.
And you worked in production?
Uh-huh.
And are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Yes, sir.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
You said that again.
Are you in a union?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, sir.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Mm-mm. They fired me.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, sir.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, sir.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job? And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
Right now about 18.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
Nope.
Do you own a business?
Nope.
Do you work for yourself?
Nope.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama within the last, have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between April 1st, 2023 and March 31st,
Nope.
And do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax? Excuse me.
Yeah.
And if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments. And there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Well, I can do direct deposit.
And would that be a checking or savings account?
Checking.
And is it a bank that you can go to and make deposits and withdrawals?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and what is the account number? I'm sorry, the routing number.
I'm going to check real quick. It's the route number is 262-277-419.
Okay, can you repeat that so I know that I recorded it correctly?
262-277-419.
Okay, and what is the account number, bank account number?
002-599-0350.
All right, and can you repeat that once more?
It's 002-599-0350.
Okay, thank you. And what was the name of your last employer?
Mother's, or S&P.
What was the first thing you said?
Mother's.
Like the word mother?
Yeah, like mother and son.
They mother and son. Okay. Yeah. I don't see that. What was the last, the other name?
Okay, say S&P.
S&P Automotive?
Yeah, that's it too.
And what was their, what's their phone number there?
Hold on. The phone number is 205-723-4990.
You said 205-723-4990?
Yes, sir.
And what was the city work location?
Cottondale, Alabama.
And what was the your employment start date?
It was October the 2021.
October what?
2021.
Oh, okay. And what was the last day you physically worked?
June 12th, 2024.
And why are you no longer working?
They fired me.
And what was the specific reason why? Was it due to misconduct, dishonest or criminal act, positive drug test, refused to submit corporate with a drug test, falsified records, tardiness, absenteeism, absent without notice to employer, insubordination, reporting under the influence, unsatisfactory work, or violation of company policy. Which one of those?
Misconduct.
Misconduct? Okay. And who was the person by name and title, job title, who informed you you were discharged?
See, HR. Her name
is HR Brittany. Department?
Mm-hmm.
And so, what's her name?
Brittany.
Brittany?
Mm-hmm.
B-R-I-T-T-A-N-Y?
Yep.
All right, and what was the day you were advised you were no longer employed?
June 13th.
And what was the final incident that caused your discharge?
One of the team, it was the day, June 11th, we had, after we did our last bump, me and the team leads and all of us, we dropped out. So the next day when we came back, they tried to say that we caught out before we were finished. But they were lying. The supervisor was lying. He was a new dude. He was lying because we had some more folks. Then we had some more bumper to do when we left. And they had told us no. Nah. And we know he was lying because nobody can do the bumper but us. But he told you to take this side. So I ain't kidding you. That was the last thing to him.
Okay, so what did you do to attempt to resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
Man, I ain't the man. I just let it happen.
Okay. So, did you commit the act your employer alleges?
You saying, do I agree to it?
Yeah. Do you agree to what they say you did?
No, I don't.
Were there any prior warnings for the same or similar act?
Nope.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
Nope.
And have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
What that is?
A pension is a retirement fund.
Well, yeah.
You're receiving a pension from them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Don't mistake in this as a 401k.
Okay, no. Okay, different. I ain't getting a pension from them.
Okay. And so from all the questions that I asked you so far, have you answered them correctly?
Yes, sir.
So you're certifying that your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with wages reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayments and fraud penalties. So you're certifying by me putting your full name here that all of your answers are true and correct.
Yes, sir, they're correct.
Just filling out some information real quick. So, sir, it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. Please resubmit the following information. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Anniston, Vestavia, Pickenville, Dothan, or none of the above?
Say that again. You said which one had the following what?
Which one you have a current or former association to? Anniston, Vestavia, Pickensville, or Dothan? Or none of the above?
Pickenville.
Okay. And which of the following streets have you never lived or your address? 17021 Highway 14, Isley, School Drive, Southwest, ML King Road, Martin Luther King Road, all of the above.
Hold on. You say which one of them I haven't lived at?
Which one of these streets have you never lived or used as your address? 17021 Highway 14, Isley School Drive, Southwest, ML King Road, Martin Luther King Road, or all of the above?
Probably Southwest. I don't remember no Southwest.
Oh, what month was Taekwon Ball born in? January, April, June, or August?
August.
And what month was Ladin Ball born in? January, March, July, November, or none of the above?
Hold on. Give me a minute. Ladin born.
Yeah, or you're not familiar with the with this person.
They're my cousin. I'm trying to see his birthday the same day as my grandma. I mean, the same month, shit.
Oh, okay. What month?
I'm trying to see now here.
Okay.
Hey, man, shut up. Let's see. Man, but then... In here. January.
All right, sir. So you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. You agree?
Yes, sir.
And you certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge. You agree?
Yes, sir.
And you understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant benefit handbook. You agree?
Yes, sir.
And sir, so the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certifications. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed, filed your unemployment claims or claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal or by telephone at 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday, 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in loss of benefits. Complete your weekly certification between Sunday and Friday, 5 p.m. Whether filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. Additional instructions are in the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities booklet. If you did not recognize one of the listed employers or realize there were employers missing from the list we provided, please call the claims line at 866-234-5382 as soon as possible following the submission of your claim. Otherwise, your claim will be processed as reported and all other information will be sent to you by mail. Exceptions for the work search requirements are made for the following. Active union members who have submitted proof of good standing with their union, employees who are on a verified short-term layoff, claimants attending director-approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you are subject to a possible work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524, Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least three potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claims. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make and list three work search contacts each week could result in a denial of benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. Sir, your transaction number for this call is 489-906-005. And your PIN number for this call is 1234. I mean, that's your PIN number, 1234.
Okay.
And so do you have any questions?
No, that's it.
All right, so thank you for submitting your initial claim, and thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line.
I appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.